Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This shir should be a special schus for Miriam Baschana and also for Yisrael Noam Shalom ben Arelech HaNeshevach. They should have bracha v'hatzlacha b'chol ma'aseidem. We're continuing our study of the parish of Trumas HaDeshen. Vayidaber Hashem Moshe Lemor, Tzav, Zahar, Mizban of Lemor, command Aaron and son saying, Zos Torah Ola, this is the law of the Ola. This is the Ola's Tamid, constant. All night until morning. And the light of fire of the Mizbeach will burn in it. And we spoke in the previous shir, we're learning the Sefer Ola Asriya, that the fire is all night, which is a time of impurity very often, and it's supposed to give us this purity, and this Ola, this constancy, this constant purity, and the Esh HaMizbeach Tukad Bo, this fire is burning with it. This is supposed to be a fire of loving Hashem. Now, when the Kohen does this, now we're gonna see that he's gonna do the Trumas Hadeshin. The Kohen wears the midobad, which is the ksonas, the cloak, or michnasebad, and the pants on his flesh. So Chazal already say that he wears all four begadim. He can't just wear two begadim. So why does it say that he's only wearing two of the begadim? He has to wear all four. Kohen Hajid has to wear four garments, not two. So the Rav explains in Ola Asriya that these two garments are mechaper and two different types of sins. They're prototypes of two sins. The ksones is mechaper on retzicha, which comes from kas, which is an emotional pagam. And then Michnasei Bad, it covers the Makom Erevos, Mechaper and Gilei Arayos, the pants are Mechaper and Gilei Arayos, which is a physical, behavioral pagam of a purely physical-based desire. So, how are you Mechaper on both the emotional blemishes and the material blemishes? And the answer is, Midobad and Michnasei Bad. And these are prototypes for all these types of sins. So therefore the Pasuk emphasizes these dafka. Midobad, that it's fixing the Ritzicha, which is Kas, which is comes from an emotional place. And then the Michnasei Bad is the pants, which is the Taiva, which is the physical. And it's fixing both. It's fixing both the emotional sins of Midos Ros and the physical sins. And how does it fix it? Because you have this holy fire that's burning in this Ola all night. We continue, Veherim is Hadeshen Asher Tocha La'eshes Ha'ola Alam Mizbeach. And he lifts the Deshen, the ash, that the fire ate, the Ola, on the Mizbeach. In some way it's on Mizbeach, he places it next to the Mizbeach. Explains the Rav, Hapula Sheshal Hevesesh Kodesh Osel Al Tchunas Adabes Mefala Hinala Mikol Arachayim Tivim Vechavrutim Shal Adam. The Pu'ula, the action that the holy fire makes on the nature of a person when it's active, is elevated from any of the natural social life of a person. Kolz Man Shapula Yala Mizbech, as long as the Pu'ula is on the Mizbech, Harei Misala Mikol Dignan Noshes, it's higher than any human example. And the human part of life can't act in their normal ways. So Rav Kook says we have a problem. Let's say you just leave the ash on the mizbeach. You leave the ashes on the mizbeach. So what does that mean? It means that in your daily life, you're not going to be so holy, because we're talking here about the mizbeach, and the mizbeach is misa'alami kol dignei noshes. Mizbeach is higher than any human example. And you can't act in Mizbeach ways in your daily life. So Kdei Lirshom as Haroshim, in order to make this example of Isharis Hashbas HaKedusha, the remnant of the influence of Kedusha on the body and spirit, even in Orchos Chaim, even in the path of life that are only Smuchim L'Tochen HaKodesh Be'yosim Yisharim, that are only next, they're not actually holy, but they're next to being holy. They're Yisharim. But they're not mamish on the Mizbeach. So what do? This is very beautiful. You take the ash of the Mizbeach and you put it next to the Mizbeach to show that this fire is not only going to affect you in the Mizbeach ways of your life and what's really pure and holy, but even in your daily life. Even what's not on the Mizbeach proper, that's also holy. So you take the ash from the Mizbeach and you say, this burning fire, I want it to leave a roshem, I want it to leave its mark, even next to the Mizbeach, even on my daily life, even on my social interactions, that aren't mamish Mizbeachtik, but at least they should have some of the sanctity of the Mizbeach. And therefore you put it next to the Mizbeach, and it remains, like the Gemara says, it remains with its Kedusha. It says the Samo, so the Gemara darshins that you're not allowed to be nene. We're also darshins shalei fazir. You shouldn't scatter it around. So that's what Rivka quotes. But next to that, it says shalei hana. So that I understand that you're not allowed to get hana because it's still holy, meaning your pathways of life are going to be holy even outside of what's actually on the Mizbeach. Continues the pasuk. Ufashad es begodav v'lovash begodim acherim. He takes off his clothing and he wears other clothing. V'hotziyas hadeshen al michutz lamachan al makom tohor. And then he takes the desh and he takes it to outside the camp to a pure place. This pure place. Tochen miyuchad hu la'avod ha-miyuchedes be'ikra b'chdei lefarsim is tochen argoshes v'adeos ha'loyos v'hamon rav. So here we're talking about the otzos ha-deshen. He takes off his clothing, he switches his clothing, and then he takes the deshen out of the camp to a pure place. So there's a special content, there's a tochen miyuchad to the avodah ha-miyuchedes bi'ikra b'chdei lefarsim is tochen argoshes v'adeos ha-lokios behamon rav. Sheshon hu me'oso ha-tochen shel anyonei avodah ha-baim l'harshim is yisor ha-kodesh mifal shel chayim b'toch ha-yusa shel kol neshama b'im ka-yechidi b'ruach ha-yeh ha-mukushirim kol ha-avaya. Shekezeu ha-tochen shel trumas ha-deshen ha-musam etzel mizbeach. So there's two types of avodahs. There's an avodah that's mefarsim, shows the hamon, shows the masses godly ideas and feelings, and that's different from the anyanei avoda, which are coming to be make this roshem, make this influence, this mark, this impression on what's inside, what's mamish in the neshama, what's connected completely to purity, what's connected to the root of existence. So we want to make an impression on the outside world and on our inner world, our internal world. So what's Trumas Hadeshin? Trumas Hadeshin is what's in Mif'al HaShalachayim B'toch Yusa Shel Kol Neshama. That's what's mamish in the kishkis of our neshama. That's the Trumas Hadeshin. That's in on the Mizbeach, or right next to the Mizbeach. But the yisod shel ha'avara ha'achrazit ha'esparsimus ha'gadol l'toch ha'nadeus ha'lyon ha'sur ha'shem elokim emes v'choyde mifi al yodon v'chol toichin chayim v'avoya ha'tzedek v'amusim misalim al yodon v'tor gormim krovim zeo toch ha'madrega shniya sh'alavush ha'rishon ha'yokor be'erko tzarech hu oz l'redes k'sas mima aloso. But now we're going to a second level, and that is that you're showing the glory of God to the world, the light of Hashem and His honor. And through that, everything, all of our life is elevated. But that's not, that you can't use the same begadim. And that's why it says that you have to take off your clothing and change your clothing if you're the Kohen. They have to be pusim. Why? Because what you used to pour a cup for your master, you're now allowed to use, what you used to cook for your master, you're now allowed to use to pour a cup for your master. Begadim shebishabem kutei l'rabu lo yimzogbem kos l'rabu. Because if you're the cook, you get all dirty. And then when you come to serve, you have to be clean. So it's not mechubedik. So therefore, when you're doing the Trumas Hadesh and Mamish, you have to be clean. That's what's inside. And then Vahotziyas Hadesh and Michutz Lamachana, that's going out of the camp. That's not going to be as pure. That's like the Bishul. Zosi Avodas Hashem is Beshetes Chusmer, because it is Avodas Hashem that's expanding outside of its center. Baal Gvulei Achayim Achilonim. It's coming to the more secular parts of life, Kedei Lashirim, to make this impression. B'Taharasa Maideash Baal Choderes. Yeah, I want to impress them with purity through this very penetrating Hashba. Al Kein Afa Pisha Deshen Azem Bechlalus HaTapua Chanishar Humutza Michutz Lamachane. Aval HaMakum HaMakum Tar. So even though this Deshen is from what is remaining on the tapuach, on the mizbeach, on this round mound of ash, on the mizbeach. So yes, it's holy, but it's taken outside the camp. So it's taken outside the camp. So that's not as holy in avoda. So you have to use other begadim. But you want to make an impression on the world with that there's Yiras Hashem even on the outside mamish, even in the world achiloni, even in the secular world. Where do you put it? You put it in the makom tahor. That's what the pasuk stresses. El makom tahor. Don't put it in a place of tumah, because that's also holy. You have to keep holy even outside the camp. It's just so amazing to see how so many lessons are learned. We just read this every morning. If we read it, who's thinking about it? Mamish, life lessons to sanctify what's holy in one way, to sanctify what's less holy in another way. But everything remains holy. We have to be careful which begadim we're wearing. Tukat balosich should be on the mizbeach, and it should burn on the mizbeach, and it shouldn't be extinguished. Roshem gadol yesh lanu kan shegam achal shachaim nitpashtu mitoch merkaz hakodesh hayu lechaim chiloniim asukim b'tzorchei hachomer apeutim yordu mirom alat hanetzach lasok b'tzorchei hazman shel yom yom. That even after life has expanded from the holy center, when they've become chaim chiloniim, the secular life, a person's osek and tzorchei chomer apeutim, he's involved in even the more crude parts of his physical life. It is yardu meirum malas hanetzach. It has descended from the exalted place of eternity. Lasak b'tzorchei hazman shel yom yom, and now it's being involved in the needs of the day to day. Shel chay hasha, of chay hasha, of the temporary life. Hine Esh HaKodesh Boeres Hi Belev. Zosi Skulas Esh HaMizbeach. So this Esh Kodesh is burning in the heart. That's the school of the Esh HaMizbeach. HaPoelis Meirachok HaKol Neshama B'Am Hashem. That acts from afar on every neshama. So in other words, what's the skula? What is the special quality of the Esh HaMizbeach? That it's mashpi on everybody. We would have the Mizbeach today, we'd be holier people, because we'd have the Hashba of the Esh Kodesh. Keshal Mizbeach Tzukar Balo Sichbe. It's not going to be extinguished. Why? Because it says in, like it says in Shir Shirim, Kimayim Rabim Lo Yichul L'Chavos Sahav On Haris Lo Yishtafu. All the water can't extinguish this burning love, this passion we have for Hashem. And therefore, V'Eshal Mizbeach Tzukar Balo Sichbe. It never goes out. And that's Mashpia on the nation as well, even outside the Beis HaMikdash. And the Kohen burns the wood every morning. Says the Pasuk in Eicha, Perek Gimel, Pasuk Chav Gimel, Chadashim Labkarim Rabba Emunatecha. The newness for the mornings, great is the faith. Literally, miwan osena koach lechaya kodesh yishtof baoz gam lamros kol na lechaya chol ha'ochin mizgabri mitoch echreich ha'chaim v'tivam hakoshe hine chidush hayakod. What gives the koach to the holy life that it should flood with strength, even despite all of the rivers of material and secular life that keep getting stronger and stronger? Because that's life. Life is a person has to go to work, he has to make a living, he has to be in the corporate world, he has to be around to different types of people. This isn't always so holy. Everybody knows that. So what are you going to do? How are you going to counter that? Hine chidush hayikod barichat haitzim baboker baboker. So life keeps getting stronger. The secular part of life keeps getting stronger. So what do? We keep putting the eitzim on the mizbeach, and that keeps every morning Babokir, babokir, every morning. Poelu chidush atzim b'chol nefesh b'chol ruach b'chol nesham b'Yisrael etzinu chidush. Every day anew, in every spirit, in every soul, in the Jewish people. Lagos b'pilei kel deos. To think about the wonders of the God of knowledge. Le'his'aneg mimetek zivavoso v'noam toreso. To have onek, to have pleasure from the sweetness and the shine and the splendor of his love and the pleasantness of his Torah. Hamischadeshes b'chol yom. Chol yom tamid, that is renewed every single day. Chadashim labekarim, every day anew in the morning. Rabba munasecha, there is more faith. The faith is increasing. Baboker, baboker, yari li ozen l'shmoa kalimudim. The prophet Isaiah said, every morning my ear is aroused to hear new things. Atzei kodesh hachadashim hamagdilim es eish hamizbeach. This holy wood that is magdil, that is increasing the fire on the mizbeach, is ma'orim, arouses the koach ha'chayim ha'masim, the practical life in every soul. V'hachish koach shel ma'asim tovim chadashim, to speeden, make speedy this power of new ma'asim tovim. V'or al yadam ruach chayim chadashim, to arouse through them this new spirit of life. Mimakor ha Eish HaKodesh Shel HaNeshama, from the source of the holy fire of the soul. Sheshal Heves Eish Kodesh Bareres Babesochi Yusa, that the fire of this holy, that the flame of this holy fire burns within it. So the purpose of the Bi'ir Aleha Kohen Eitzim B'Boker Ruach, he has to burn this fire every morning anew, so that every morning all the Jews have this new fire of love and passion for HaKadosh Baruch Hu in his service. V'arach aleha ha'ola v'ektir aleha chelvei hashlamim. And on this, what do? You put the ola, the carbon ola, and then you burn on it the chelev, the fats of the shlamim. K'shem sheyeshnam b'shiurei ha'tamtzit shel kol pu'ulat ha'akrava ha'deshen shenashar achrei ha'ikul shnei minim p'nimi v'chitzoni v'shnei metachadim yachad lachzik et binyan ha'kodesh. So we have very beautifully in the Deshen, we have a Pnimi and a Chitzoni that make their impression on us. We have the Trumas Hadeshen, which you put next to the Mizbech. We have the Otzos Hadeshen, and that's what holds up this holy structure, this holy edifice. So too in the Kedusha Pnimis, HaKedusha Merkazis, so too in the internal Kedusha. There are two types of hashpos. Just like in the tamtzis and what's left over, we have the trumas hadeshen and tzos hadeshen, so too in the what's inside kedusha, we have two hashpos. Hashpos hakodesh elyon shukulo pnimi kulo shmemi oli sod anavua kedusha anaflos shalamal mikol teva vajraga sevi sara ola shukulo kolo. So you have parallel beautifully. This is mamish wonder of wonders. You have the trumas hadeshen and tzos hadeshen. That's what's left over. So that has an internal hashpo. Life of Kodesh, that's the Trumas Hadeshen. Hashtos Hadeshen, that's the Hamon Am, taking it out of the Beis HaMikdash, Al Makom Tor. So too, within the Beis HaMikdash, the Avod itself, in the Kedusha Pnimis, you have two types of Hashpos. You have what's completely Pnimi, what's completely Shmeimi, that goes up to the Yisod of Nevuah, Kedusha, Neflos Mimal Mikol Teah, higher than any nature. That's the Yisod HaOla, that's Kula Kali, that's completely given over to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's Kula Gavoa. And there's another Yisod, that's the holiest. And then there's the Yisod HaPnimi, which goes to the Kras HaMusar VaTzedek, the Kras HaMachshav VaSeich, LaMati Mudarki Hashem, Asher B'Koach Adam, B'Tiv Yusa Aruchnis. There's something that's supernatural, that's like the Ola, that's Nevua, that's the highest, that's completely to God. And then there's what's also down here, that's part of our Teva, that's part of our spiritual nature. And what's that? The shlamim is, we know, part of it is burned and part of it is given to the to be eaten. We have the kachim and the kachdek. We have kachay kachim and kachim kalim. So you have the ola that can only be eaten. That's not eaten at all. It goes up to complete Hashem. And then you have the Shlamim, which where the Bailim can eat. Ola negad hashpa pnimis. Ola is the internal hashpah, Helyona the highest, Rishona the first. That's the first. That's where it starts. That's Kula Lashem. And Vashlamim Negid Hashniyah, Kachim v'Kachei Kachim, Shneim Yachad Mishachlim is Kol Hadras HaKodesh. Both of them together, the Ola completely to God, and then the lower level of bringing that to the world of Musar and Sedek, purifying your thoughts, your Seichel, making everything fitting for Darkei Hashem, B'Koach Adam B'Tiviyuso, in his nature, that's the Shlamim. V'Arachale Ola, first is the Ola, that's the highest, that's the Kedusha Pnimius, and then V'Hikdir Ela Ezchelvei HaShlamim, and then the fats of the Shlamim also go on the Mizbeach. That's the Musar and the Tzedek and the purity of our Kedusha Hativis. And the section concludes, Eish Tami Tukar Alam Mizbeach Lo Sichve. And here the Rav says that when you talk about the Trumas Hadeshen and the Tzolas Hadeshen, it doesn't say Tamit, because there we're dealing with the what's left over from the Kedusha. And that can't always remain holy, because then we come into contact with daily life, and that can't remain holy. But when you're in the world on the Mizbeach itself, in the world of Kedusha Pnimis, that's always on fire. I can, and I'm skipping a little bit, you can see the whole thing inside, anyone can get these Sidur Olas Re'iyah, it's for sale in bookstores. Kan, Shano Medabrim, Baruchim Pnimim, here we're talking about Pnimis. Things that are connected to the very essence of the soul, which is, even when you're in the world of the Masi, even when you're in the world of the Shlamim, which veers a little bit from just to Hashem, but nevertheless, you're on the Shlamim. It's the Ola together with the Shlamim. It's the Ola that's Kula Hashem. And it's the Shlamim on the Mizbeach that brings Musar and Tzedek and righteousness even to your daily life, even when you're eating. This is the Shlamim is a carbon that's eaten. Shlamim is a madrega lower. It's not just purely Tashem, but still it's on the Mizbeach. And on that level, it says, Eish Tamid Tukar Alam Mizbeach Lo Sichbe Lo Kinyan Harama Vatzah Shal Adeshen She'en Kasuv Behem Tamid. Not like the Harama, the lifting and the taking out of the Deshen, where it doesn't say Tamid. She'ef Shal Ahaskir Shem Tamid. You can't say Tamid because Bepnei Hechwech Hafsaka Shal Achayim Achorme B'yachas La HaKesher HaGalui B'tochan HaKodesh. Because there has to be this stoppage of this material life and its connection to what's holy. But that's not like Eish HaMizbeach Tukad Bo. That's on the Ola Al Mokta. That's the Pnimius, and the Pnimius our Misham is always on fire. And this Tadirus, this unstopping Kedusha, relates to our Tefilas. Tefilas connected to Midim Tikkunim. We also have constant Tefilas. Because like Rav Kook writes in his famous essay, HaNeshama Tamid Mispalelis. The neshama is always davening. Davening is this ishtokukus, this desire to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be dovek b'Hashem. That's happening always in our neshama, and that symbolizes what's going on in the mizbeach. This fire that's always on the mizbeach. So on that level, we're always on fire. It's just when we come, practically speaking, we're not always on fire. So that's the trumas hadash and the ramas. That's the ashes that remain afterwards from the kedusha. But in that world of kedusha, on that mizbeach, we're always on fire, and therefore ishtami tukar al mizbeach. And then we have the tefilos hakfuos kenegetze. That three times a day we're supposed to get back to that place of the Mizbeach and remind ourselves that our neshamas are always on fire. So here we have an extremely elevating and sublime commentary to the parish of Trumas Hadeshen, Atzos Hadeshen, Ola, Shlomim. Very, very beautiful. And then there's a Hiratzon to say afterwards, which if we say it, we probably say it very quickly, and Rav Kook has pages of commentary on that. And I'm hoping Hashem should give us the koach and the moach to be able to explain that and learn that in the world of Pnimius and become of the Hashem Amitim. Amen. Can you read? Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved.